superbe, charmant, exclaimed the ladies, for they all used to chatter French, each one worse than her neighbour. How much the bird reminds me of the musical box that belonged to our blessed empress, said an old knight. Oh yes, these are the same tones, the same execution. Yes, yes, said the emperor, and he wept like a child at the remembrance. I will still hope that it is not a real bird, said the princess. Yes, it is a real bird, said those who had brought it. Well, then let the bird fly, said the princess, and she positively refused to see the prince. However, he was not to be discouraged. He daubed his face over, brown and black, pulled his cap over his ears, and knocked at the door. Good day to my lord the emperor, said he. Can I have employment at the palace? Why, yes, said the emperor. I want someone to take care of the pigs, for we have a great many of them. So the prince was appointed imperial swineherd. He had a dirty little room close by the pigsty, and there he sat the whole day and worked.